Part 12. Jurisdiction. Number 1. It is a principle of first importance that federal courts are courts of limited jurisdiction. Number 2. Jurisdiction determines which court system should properly adjudicate a case. Number 3. Questions of jurisdiction also arise regarding quasi-judicial bodies, such as administrative agencies. Number 4. The case falls within the competence of the court. Number 5. The choice of jurisdiction of a court by agreement shall not violate the provisions of exclusive jurisdiction under the law. Number 6. The court held that exercise of personal jurisdiction must meet the requirements of due process. Number 7. The federal courts have usually interpreted the matters of jurisdiction rather strictly. Number 8. The jurisdictional amount is set by statute and is currently $80,000. Number 9. This matter does not fall within the jurisdiction of the High Court. Number 10. To start a civil suit, the plaintiff first picks the proper court, one that has jurisdiction in the case. Part 13. International Law. Number 1. A state alone can perform acts of sovereignty on its territory. Number 2. Being sovereign and equal to others, a state has certain rights and corresponding duties. Number 3. Both sides claimed the other side broke the peace agreement. Number 4. Every state has the duty to refrain from use of force against the territorial integrity of any other state. Number 5. He claimed diplomatic immunity to avoid being arrested. Number 6. His passport is out of date. Number 7. Illegal immigrants are deported. Number 8. One of the most flagrant of infringement of independence of states is intervention. Number 9. Public international law has been regarded as a system of principles and rules designed to govern relations between sovereign states. Number 10. The beginnings of international law, as it is known today, are usually traced to the 16th and 17th centuries.